Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyberstationusa.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
You are listening to a production of WRCT Pittsburgh. Any opinions expressed within are solely those of the participants and do not reflect the views of WRCT Radio Incorporated. Questions and comments can be addressed to the Public Affairs Director at pa@wrct.org or by calling 412-621-0728.
Live from WRCT Studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Hour, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Well, as I don't think that Jason, the public school guy, was on Facebook today, and it's Neil Haley, because you say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, too, and it is my birthday, as we're celebrating the new year on the Total Education Hour, my birthday, 42 years old. And what's the best place to celebrate the last hour of my birthday with my two co-hosts? So I want to welcome to the program first, Jason, the public school guy. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Neil, and I did say happy birthday to you.
Oh, I must have missed that. I'm that tough.
Yeah, you see, now I see how important I am to you.
No, you're so important to me, Jason, and I've turned over a new leaf, really working on that journalist stuff. I had some good conversations with people like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and I'm going to really work on being a journalist in 2015. I also want to work with the program, Jarrett. Jared, I'm going to just give the side of the story as a journalist. I mean, watching those fantastic journalists, I'm sure you study them too, right, Jared?
Absolutely. And since we're talking about importance, you know, something that I've always lived by is that it's important. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice.
See, it's not nice. I'm going to give both sides. I'm going to bring the controversy, but my opinion is not part of this station or my network now. Because as a journalist trying to get these bigger interviews and these bigger opportunities, I can't be biased. And so I guess that means that maybe talking
to you can't be biased.
I can't anymore. This is my New Year's resolution. So watch out, guys. All right, let's jump right into educationnews.org. And I decide I'm going to, even though I'm an actor on the radio, I'm not going to act. I'm going to react at times. And it's interesting. And it's very interesting. I'm listening to my voice right now. Even after this flu, I still have a bit of a, oh, no. I hope it didn't ruin my voice completely, but we'll wait and see. First one's Julia Steine, beware of early childhood education. Think learning instead. I am not going to get into that because then I would become opinionated and want to take her out. New version of the GED results in plummeting passing rates. Okay. This is interesting because, again, our education system is going in a million directions now. One side, and I'm already looking at what Common Core is. And honestly, one of the real big pluses in Common Core, in certain manners, and you'll say, what is he saying something nice about Common Core, is that they really are teaching about one grade level ahead than they were before. Now, am I thinking that kids, let's say, in fourth grade should really learn, or I'm talking third grade, should learn more division and long division and things like that earlier in the year or different things, then, you know, it is what it is. But Jarrett, you notice it specifically enough that from your son's work that you're seeing a pickup in what they expect at a certain age, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly, even when I was teaching, it does appear to be more advanced now, and I certainly don't think that is necessarily a good thing. And the reason I say that is our most recent statistics have not really shown all that much improvement in the core areas, even with kind of this emphasis on an accelerated pace.
Right. And Jason, your thought process of teaching kids earlier certain concepts, you're not a big fan of that either, are you? And or even saying, like, we're going to step the bar up a little higher now with Common Core. I didn't think that they were teaching kids too much too late, right? I don't know if that was needed fixing.
It all depends upon the ability level of the kid. If the kid can handle the workload, then the kid should be put in the student should be put into should be given that workload. But if they're not able to handle it, and I think that's where my concern is, that we're putting kids in positions that they may not be able to handle yet, we're doing more harm than we are good.
And definitely. And so let's go into this new version of the GED results in plummeting passing rates. And maybe that's another thought process of me working and tutoring kids, but we'll find out. People across the country are struggling to pass the new version of the GED released this year, finding it harder than previous versions, and states are struggling to explain the massive drop in passing scores. The test is supposed to be one of the easiest examinations a person could take in the U.S. However, according to the most recent data that the GED testing service, there was a drop this year of almost 90%, if I'm really reading that correctly, in the number of people who earned a GED across the country this year. And it's 90%, unbelievable. In 2012, 401,388 people passed, and now 540,000 passed in 2013. Only 55,000 passed this year. That is alarming, Jared. If we're looking at our education system and saying kids that have dropped out thanks to NCLB and all these things, I think that we're finally seeing it sounds like, and I'm not, and again, we hear numbers, we can't jump to conclusions. It sounds like that the kids throughout this time of Bush and now President Obama, the education really for the kids that just couldn't hack it doesn't seem like that they're ready to take a GED test.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. I think that we, again, have to be cautious about taking one statistic and making just kind of an overall statement that the test must
wouldn't
be
harder. Wouldn't you be concerned? But I wouldn't say test harder, but wouldn't you be concerned that only 55,000 passed it this year compared to in 2012, 401,388?
Well, I mean, maybe it was too easy in 2012. I did actually tutor a group of young adults in GED preparation in a prep class, and this was a couple years ago, and even then I found the test to be rather difficult, to where I have a master's degree, and I'm not saying that makes you automatically intelligent, but I found that test to be incredibly difficult, and in all areas, the writing, the math. So, and that was 2 years ago, apparently, before the change in the standards.
Wow.
It was not an easy test.
Now, Jason, public school guy, our definite high school expert, what have you heard from students that have dropped out of your classes and have decided to go on and take the GED, and from your fellow colleagues out there and stuff about this? Is the test harder now?
Not so much from the kids that dropped out, because they tend to not keep in touch. From my peers my guidance counselor peers who work with students who drop out frequently in an attempt to try to help them get to a point where they can be successful in their life, it's harder. And let's be honest about this. A GED test is taking 4 years of education in no less than, math, science, English, social studies, 4 years of four different subjects, and you have a one-off test.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's hard.
That's comprehensive. But what is up with the educationnews.org starting out with, this is one of the easiest tests out there?
What wrong?
Exactly. And see, now as a journalist, instead of being opinionated, I'm going to take the role of what the Republican Party, you can't. I got to play both sides of the fence. I have to play both sides of the fence. I will take you guys off because as a journalist, I will.
Whoa.
But listen, the point out there is that the Republican Party wants to attack the education system and say, there's something wrong with those teachers. Look at how since 2012, kids are not learning their math and reading. And now they're having such a drop. We have to look at our education system and blame our teachers. That's what Republicans are trying to put, especially with educationnews.org. However, it could be a more difficult test. So we'll continue to read this before we get Jason more of Jared's take on this.
Go ahead. I just want to jump. Did you have kind of a Scrooge-like transformation over the winter holiday?
This is really my first show since December 19th. I interviewed three-time Tour de France winner Greg LeMond. Oh, am I allowed to drop things like that on here? I don't know. Maybe I'm more than just one radio show, but I don't think I am. But what I'm just saying is that was my first radio interview since December 19th. I tried to make it through a Paul Hornung interview 2 days before and literally was dying. And I said, guys, I'll call you up. And I know our listeners out there were like absolutely shocked about my voice. But no, I have really decided. I said, I cannot be this controversial person because I really do take both sides. But when I take something with passion, instead I'll give both sides. And that's what the Total Education Hour is all about, is providing two sides and finding Republicans to come on. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but that's what their thought process is. That's what their spin is. You look at these numbers and you see numbers like this and they're alarming. And you're like, okay, let's blame somebody. Here's another thing.
Neil, do you really think the Republican Party is sweating over GED results?
No, they're just trying another dart at the teachers union and saying, what's happened to our education system? Only this many people pass the GED. As you know, before, they probably are like, you know, the high school diploma doesn't really matter at all. If they can't make it, then they go ahead and take the GED and then they go on to community college and then go on to college. Really, they didn't need to waste that time in school. But they're saying that they're going to reflect that towards public education. The attack on public education that continues to develop throughout. And this is what this article, educationnews.org, is providing. But let's find out if they bring any evidence to the table, at least that the test is harder. It cracks me up when you say new version of GED test results in plummeting passing rates. And then you see something like that specifically. So let's continue. In Rhode Island, only 225 students passed the exam this year compared to 2,363 students who passed it last year. So we're seeing this. Georgia saw a 51% passing rate with just 2,270 people out of 5,340 passing the test this year. Now, again, this talks about nothing as I'm skimming through this about the test being difficult. So the new version, Jared, has brought poor scores. Now, isn't that going to screw up a lot of kids that are young adults that can't pass the GED and then basically aren't even have a high school diploma? What does that bring out to the table?
No.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio. The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Now you're getting all of these statistics from Education World.
We love Education World. They wrote an article on me. I love them. So no, this is educationnews.org.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is you mentioned the number of people that passed it in 2014 or 2013, but you gave a percentage for the number that passed it in years prior. So
no, that means today, this year in Georgia, only 50% people passed.
Okay, what I'm getting at here, is it conceivable that fewer people took the GED this past year? That could be one reason.
Honestly, you're right. There's a lot of people that say high school diploma's not going to matter in this job market. So that's a great point you're making. Again, lots of people are giving up on their whole careers, and I would hate to bring another Republican spin on this, but I'm going to. And it's something I absolutely – what the other side would say to you, Jarrett, is that they would basically state to you and say, well, that's because the welfare system is taking care of them, so why do they have to pass the GED? So when we get back –
No, I wasn't.
I know you weren't. And when we get back, we're going to continue the discussion with Jason and Jarrett on the Total Education Hour. You're listening to Total Education Hour at 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh, and we're streaming live at WRCT.org, #WRCT. And I like that I had my radio voice. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back to Total Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh, and we're streaming live at WRCT.org, #WRCT. And I'm Jason, the public school guy, and Jarrett, on my birthday, 42 years, but also 5 years on radio as we're in that sixth year, and an exciting sixth year, definitely, and an exciting sixth year with WRCT as well. Thank you again, WRCT, and especially when we got drive time in the morning and evening, afternoon, Friday drive time, and Thursday mornings. So let's continue with our conversation involving the GED, because I'm sticking to this a little bit more for one point. That I think that's going out here is that if they're not passing test scores, if Republicans take control, which they are control of the House and Senate, and it becomes a Republican president, I'm sure this will be one of their platforms to say, even our kids that don't that are not able to stay in school can't even pass the GED. We really have to figure on. Yes.
That is not even going to be a part of their conversation. They're not even to scold teachers and unions. I just don't see any Republican even caring enough to say what's going on with our GED program. That's not their demographic.
But see, I don't know about that. What's your thought, Jason? I mean, they brought this article up. They brought this out, this alarming rate. What is your response hearing about this alarming rate, Jason?
Well,
mean, the rate thing, again, I'm going to have to agree with Jared that, you know, we have to be careful about how they're couching the argument. You know, when you change it from numbers of people to percentages, that has a tendency to raise my eyebrow as well.
Right.
But you know, and also to Jared's point, and this is like a love fest here now. I'm going to have to agree with him. This, you know, as alarming as this is, and despite this being a conservative, educational source of information, or education source of information, the Republican Party at large nationally could give two squats about the GEDs and how kids are doing. What they will say, though, is this: if it does come up, Neil, it is endemic of the broken public school system. But the reality is, they won't even bring it up.
Oh, endemic. Oh, wow. Big word by Jason. Let's continue the next article. Students are paying more for state schools. No, thank you. This other one, Georgia Scholarship Program, runs out. Not interested. Facebook's Zuckerberg online book club, no thank you. Who would want that?
Can we talk about how Wisconsin's voucher system is failing miserably?
We'll figure that out at times. If it's in an article, probably it'll be some other station.
That's a no.
Wait a second.
What about York, Pennsylvania, and the possibility that York, Pennsylvania may go to an all-charter school system?
Wow.
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
So you got to go ahead and somehow send me an email as quickly as possible. So, well, maybe we'll find the article. Let's go to this next one.
Maybe I just made, you know, maybe that never happened. I thought I really heard about it.
I don't know. We'll have to get people to go ahead and tweet us at WRCT and see what happens. All right.
Do some research on that, maybe.
Dallas grapples with testing. Host of leadership issues. You know, we research a lot. Next, Chicago's schools biked out, or bilked. What is it saying? Oh, my. I'm reading it. Okay. Yeah, bilked out $870K in fraud ring. No, thank you. Study finds no link between video games and violence. I love this topic. I had to hit it. This is a good one, and I will probably talk about this one as much as the other one. Now, this is so hard for me not to be opinionated on certain topics like this. So this is where my test is coming in the New Year's resolution. Am I going to go and take a side on this? And, you know, Jason Jarrett, like, what side would he take? But let's go to do two different sides of the table and hear what Jason and Jarrett think in this argument that, for my family out there, I don't really want to expose them to violent video games and violent movies and different things like that. But that's my decision process. They're going to go to other people's homes and they're going to watch these different things. But I don't want to condone or promote it. Now, do I think if I would have been playing lots of violent video games, I could have ended up doing something like Columbine? No, that has something to do with mental illness. However, exposure to certain things really leads to more opportunity for mischief and different things. So I think that that's why it's good to have ratings on video games. So, but people's sides, they have two extremes. One, you got to give them the freedom of expression. There's no way a video game or television is going to make you go ahead and cause violence. Well, the other side would be like, if we expose our children to anything at all, it's going to destroy their brains. So you have those two sides of the story. So let me read a little bit of the article and go to a question. Recently released long-term study in the U.S. found no link between violent movies and video games and the violence that occurs within society. Let me stop you right here and say this. Oh, this is so hard. But let me stop and say, I would love to know who's doing this study, right, Jason?
I was just going to say the study was performed by the NRA.
Exactly. But, Jason, what is your thought on that first statement?
Well, that the mythical study shows that there's no connection between violence and video games.
Yes.
Despite the mounting evidence of studies that have proven that it actually does. I'm not buying what they're selling here.
Okay, how about you, Jarrett?
Does everyone who plays, I guess the line that has to be kind of determined here is, does everyone that plays a violent video game, do they act out violently? And if we're going to just accept the answer as no, then does that invalidate the statement that violent video games can make people act violently? And that's really what the argument becomes, is guns don't kill people, people kill people. But if people didn't have access to guns, well, then guns couldn't kill people. And that's, I think, the dilemma in these studies. And there can be studies that support each position here. But, I mean, let's face it, kids that are raised in abusive households, if they themselves don't become abusive, they show the effects in other ways. So the trauma within that environment, it can permeate in other ways. So will a child who is excessively playing or exposed to violent video games, will they go out and kill people? Well, almost certainly not. But will they act in different ways that they might not have done? I'm pretty sure they will.
Okay, so as we're hearing the two sides of the story, the thought process in all this is, we're not talking about, you know, Columbine just based on these violent video games. However, the exposure that children are receiving these at an earlier age, when it's MA, it's kind of like watching a rated R film, does that lead to more, or let's just say exposure to pornography, does that lead to more promiscuity at an early age? That can be debated in so many aspects, but let's continue this reading this. Led by psychologist Christopher Ferguson, the research brings into question the methodology and used in previous studies that found that violence in video games may be related, as Jason, again, the researcher, knows. Ferguson said that a number of lab-based studies concerning violence looked into the aggression found in test subjects through less aggressive outcomes, ranging from filing in the missing letters of words through delivering non-painful noise bursts to a consenting opponent. Oh my, could you imagine that? I just signed up for this. In addition, his study found that previous studies often provide exposure to brief clips of media rather than full narrative experiences, and that the resultant aggressive behaviors are also outside real world context, in which the aggressive appears to be by the researchers themselves, kind of like, you know. So it's interesting where the way they're doing this, it sounds like to me, Jason, that this is a way that they're saying, well, you know, if we tick these people off, that's what's going to lead to their violence, not the video game. And do you like that? Really? Is that really a good way of doing this?
What? Is what not a good way of doing what?
It's just showing that the way it's going to cause people to get angry or upset or aggressive is to tick them off in a study, not the violent video game. So do you really think that's a great comparison?
I don't know if it necessarily goes together, but I mean, I could see with a correlation in behavior that, you know, intrinsically does not cause damage, but in play causes a lot of damage. You know, boys have played forever using violent games. This is what boys do. We pretend like we shoot each other. You know, we hit each other. We wrestle.
Right. And look at the world we live in. Sorry, I couldn't resist that.
I knew you. I knew you heard that one. Okay.
Women drive us nuts.
Just let you two do the opinions. I go back and forth. I like it. Okay, go ahead.
But the truth of the matter is, we are not all violent people, despite the fact that almost every male has had a violent growing up play.
You know, I definitely had no violence.
Right,
I never was a violent person, was I, Jarrett?
No, but again, this is why I brought it. Well, I mean, you did have that job as a professional wrestler.
Yes, exactly.
Just because we've had professional wrestling, does that mean now that all boys who watch professional wrestling have become violent?
No, but that's why I brought it up earlier, because that doesn't diminish the possible or the effects of violence that extended exposure to violence can have. That's why I raised that point. If we are going to take the
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
The line in the sand stance of, well, if it's violent, then all boys should become violent, or all people should be violent after watching this. Well, if we take that stance, well, then there's no way that we can come to that determination. But if instead we look at it and say, okay, they didn't go out and commit ridiculous acts of violence, but did they behave differently than otherwise they might have or would have or let's put it this way, should have? Now, Jason, you brought up the point of boys have played this way for 20,000 years probably. If they weren't out helping with the hunt, they were probably playing that they were hunting in the nomadic days. The point that I'm making here is, we have a 20,000-year history of feeling pretty badly as a society in what we've done to one another.
So the point I'm going to make is, so Jared, you should say take them away altogether. They should not have the violent video games.
No, I'm not making that point.
You're making the point that it's not always okay that all the violence. So you kind of go into this, not opinion, but this is the truth, is that in so many ways, from being in football or playing basketball or playing sports and competitively and understanding that fighting is just part of what society and boys have to deal with, especially in athletics, and then going into professional wrestling where we beat the living tar out of each other, especially in hardcore type matches. And no, we did.
Tar.
We truly did. And honestly, I've had as many concussions as many of my counterparts in football. That when you get hit with the chair, you get hit with the chair. Maybe I need to go get, what was the guy's name, Jason, that said wrestling's not real and he beat the heck out of the journalist?
Oh, Andy
I can't remember.
Oh, Jerry Lawler.
No, that was a different one. Lawler was a different one. That was Andy Kaufman. But Lawler's the best. No,
oh, Andy Kaufman, yeah.
Yeah, that guy was kind of weird.
Comedian.
So, okay. So, but what I'm saying is that basically when your the aggressiveness, that pain feels good at times, and that it's okay to really be aggressive and, you know, overstimulated and all these different things. That's sometimes what boys are be boys. But to expose them to any more, you're going to get to that any point, even if you're in the gym class playing dodgeball, where you're going to try to rip someone's head off by throwing that hard red ball, which was the greatest. But really, involving all these other things could lead to worse things. It could lead to, okay, now I'm going to take it to the next level. And this is what some people think. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to get a gun now and see what's going to happen. I'm going to get that, fire. I was counseling a kid who, has been and had some drug problems and different things. And ultimately he wants to deal drugs and do different things. And the reason he wants to do this is to get girls. So there is a lot to do with society and different things that could cause him to go further and involved in violence. So the thought process you have to bring out in all this is that environment has a lot to do with this. The video games can do some to it, but you give them more exposure and that adrenaline starts to pump, especially when kids' brains are not all the way developed. You never know what can happen. And as the one kid in Murraysville did outside of Pittsburgh with the stabbing, he decided to take his own situation and rebel. And he probably didn't think he was going to do it 3 days beforehand. And that's what happens. We snap. We think that our lives are over based on the adrenaline and different things. So when we get back, what an interesting conversation by Dr. Neil. Just kidding you. And when we get back, more Jason the Public Skull Guy and Jarrett. You're listening to Total Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh. And we're streaming live at WRCT.org, hashtag WRCT. When we get back, more Jason and Jarrett. We'll be back in just a minute. We're back to the Total Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh, and we're streaming live at WRCT.org, hashtag WRCT. And I made a lot more resolutions than just the one I said, of going ahead and being more of a journalist and being less opinionated sometimes. And you might say, well, you're still opinionated. Well, that's your opinion. But another thing I bring is I'm going to sleep more, not do as many night shows anymore. The spotlight needs to be on the total tutor, Neil Haley, and that's how it is. But okay, Jared is the Muppet. There's a new Muppets news flash from Jared, as Jared has a news article for us tonight.
News flash here. So in other words, you're informing our listening audience that you're a slacker and you're less motivated for this year.
I agree that I'm resting more. I'm sleeping more, so I don't end up in a grave in 3 years. So that's it. The 5 years, I pretty much at times had 3 hours sleep for this radio network. Well, in 2015, that's not happening anymore because I've worked blood, sweat, and tears. So now I can just do all the fun things in life and say, listen to me. But now, Jace, Jared,
it's
time to relax. One beer stands clear. Okay. Go ahead.
Before we go on to the research that I've presented, that I'll present here on something that I think could really signal a transformation in public education, I do want to go back a little bit more about this whole thing with violence. I mean, as a father to an 8-year-old son, I struggle with my son's exposure to games that I think are violent.
Do you let him play those games? That's the question.
And I struggle with that because I know his friends are playing them. And I don't want my son to necessarily be an outcast. Well, I don't want him to be an outcast, and I want him to be able to fit in with the other children. But I do think that there is, it's funny, I mean, we, in America, it seems we have no problem with the level of violence in movies or video games. But boy, if you throw in a swear word or God did, a woman actually takes off her top in a movie, and suddenly parents and adults are going crazy. We can't show our kids that. My God, how can we possibly do that? But we can show a monster crushing an entire city, or a wave wiping out an entire state. We have no problems with that kind of level of violence. I mean, just look at all the movies that are out there that are PG, PG-13, where you can't even keep track of the number of people that lose their lives. But the moment we bring anything that is related to the human body or some other kind of thing that we seem to deem inappropriate, my God, we can't let our kids see that, though.
Interesting conversation about that as Jarrett was carrying a finished one, and I want to hear Jason's point because I think this is a little deep for you, AJ.
What, the conversation?
No, this point he was making.
Jason wasn't even listening.
No, I mean, Jarrett makes a point, and as a parent, I struggle with the violence and things as well. But, you know, I think my point is that we become very hypersensitive to these topics, and that I think we kind of need to chill out. The truth is that, yeah, boys play violent games. That's the way we are. That's how we're built. It's what we do. That's why we have testosterone and not estrogen. And that's just how things go. But we've never had this kind of exposure to prolonged violence. Now, there lies the difference here. Where before we would play violent games, but those games would be over at a certain period of time. But now kids can sit there and play 9, 10, 11, 12 hours of a clip of some kind of violent video game where they're doing untold violence to mythical creatures on a TV screen. Now, therein lies the difference in human nature and in human behavior. And the extended exposure to that kind of violence, I'm not so sure about yet.
Yeah, so you think about like Grand Theft Auto and how they show like a riot in some of these video games, and then you see Ferguson. So do you think that these kids or young adults that were rioting, they learned from television? Did they learn from video games?
Their environment.
See, what is Jared's fault?
We learned to hate.
What about looting? What about how do you learn to loot?
You don't learn it from one thing or one occasion. I mean, it's a lifelong process. I mean, so it is. Jason nailed it. It's a prolonged exposure to any of those things, Neil. I mean, that's Jason nailed it when he said that. It's the prolonged exposure. So the prolonged exposure to violence will, I think, absolutely lead to more violence. Do we learn to loot? Well, if we know our psychology and we understand it, you don't necessarily need to learn that, because that's something that is kind of within our human nature, that we will tend to follow what the mob is doing.
Right, exactly.
So the mob,
the mob mentality, in so many years. Look at what happened in Monroeville Mall.
You know, it's so weird that you brought that up, because I still don't know what happened there. All I do is hear people say Monroeville Mall, but I have no idea what happened. I feel like I totally missed this story.
A bunch of teenagers went and fought. Yeah,
my wife was there.
Oh no, Jason! Really?
She was.
Did she see the violence?
No, she actually missed the violence, but she was there whenever it was going off. And actually, Channel 11 used a video made by one of my students.
Wow. Very interesting. So let's go to the next topic, as we've gone into a lot of things with violence, and I'm not going to give my opinion on this, and people could just say, why aren't you doing this? Well, it's because of me being a public figure like myself that I have to take both sides of the story and be the journalist and listen to two people that definitely have almost same opinions, but I could get them angry at each other in a different topic. But let's go ahead. I remember sometimes
we're talking about Jason. And
oh yeah, when did you guys get
angry with each other?
We need to go back. We've got to roll the tape. And you were arguing at the end of the show about something. But let's go to Yorktown, PA. Tell us our Muppets news flash.
Neil, I do not hold myself to the high standards that you have set for yourself. So I am more than happy to give my opinion and let people determine where they think I'm standing politically. So right off the bat, I need to say that. I'm not going to operate by the same lofty journalistic standards that you have. So
after 5 years, I finally learned that it's probably there's too many tapes out there, me ripping people apart. That let's roll the tape. No, but not anymore. If Revenal's okay now, and you know we can't go back 10 years or okay. whatever some of the Republicans have said, you know I could do the same. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so from the conservative side, I think we all can pretty much safely recognize the agenda that the conservative side has, and that is to kind of eliminate entitlement programs, and whether that is Social Security, Medicare, public education. Should I go on or should I just stop with those?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archived CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
Stitcher. CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
That's yes.
Okay, their agenda is to bankrupt the country or the community.
You really think they want to bankrupt the country?
Yes. Come on, dude. Give me a little bit of latitude here. So their agenda is to put a community, a country, a state within such fiscal jeopardy that they then have to come in and say the only way we can save this is by eliminating these programs that we refer to as entitlements. You know, the programs that people paid into their entire lives and should get, but we feel they shouldn't get those programs because they're government giveaways. Well, yeah, those are the ones we're talking about. So now the point that I'm making here is, so Tom Corbett, in his wisdom as the governor of Pennsylvania, so bankrupted the state of Pennsylvania that the only way he could save certain programs or certain organization, like the Department of Education within the state of Pennsylvania, was to severely slash spending. So you see where I'm getting here, right? To save it, he has to slash the spending to it. That's how he's going to save it. Well, this is what happened in York, Pennsylvania. So Corbett cut about, I guess the number's between 8 and 9 million from York's budget in order to save it, of course. And by doing that, he actually made things far worse. And in fact, the district went into even more of a fiscal tailspin. And so then Corbett's idea was to appoint someone, you know, a protege or someone he truly trusts, who will go in and privatize the district. See where I'm going here?
Yes.
Take away the entitlement of public education. Give it to a private organization, a for-profit organization.
Okay. When we get back, Jarrett's Muppets News Flash continues, and then he's going to try to get Jason's opinion, and I guess I'll give what the Republican thinks and the Democrat thinks, because the journalist in me continues. You're listening to Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh. We're streaming live, WRCT.org, hashtag WRCT. We get back, Jason, the public school guy, and the artist formerly known as Jarrett. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Told Education Hour on 88.3 WRCT in Pittsburgh, and we're streaming live at WRCT.org, hashtag WRCT. I'm with Jason, the public school guy, and the artist formerly known as Jarrett, and we're having a great conversation involving education in many ways. First, we go to the GED and the attacks that are going on of how test scores have gone down and not as many people are passing. Then we went into the whole violent video game thing that could have made me frustrated and gave my opinion, but we played both sides of the story and it was a really good conversation and allow our listeners out there to have a water cooler conversation that might become heated in front of the water cooler tomorrow or let's say the following week. And then last but not least, now we're hearing about this York thing that sounds a lot like Philadelphia and the privatization of education. And we've heard Jarrett's point of view of the reason why they're privatizing education. Let me give you the point of view that the Republicans would bring on this privatization of education. Their thought process in this is that a business owner can run a school much better than an educator. Educators do not know business, and education is business. That's their belief. They believe they could get a CEO of a company or some sort of entrepreneur that has no education background to run that school financially, fiscally, while hiring the right people to manage the rest and to bring people in that are non-union so that they have the greatest success possible. That's what the Republicans think. And
if it fails, they don't care anyway, because Republicans don't use public schools. So what do they care?
It's like a toy of theirs. Yes.
Well, you know, that model has been used multiple times, and it's worked so well. Let's take a look at the Valley School District. It's run by a former representative to the state. You know, the superintendent used to be a representative of Valley, and now he's running the school. And boy, Valley's really made great leaps when it comes to education.
I'm sure they have.
That's why you have non-education people running educational environments.
You know, and the issue that totally is overlooked, and it really drives me crazy on this, is public education is just that, public,
yeah.
Publicly funded, publicly run, not private. If a private company wants to have their own school, let them go out and do it the way every other private company has got it. Go out and start your own school and business.
How you get the students then, Jared?
Don't expect it to be funded by public education. And I feel this way about anything that is funded publicly. That means early intervention.
Oh, good. That's a great one.
I don't think there should be I don't think there should be for-profit companies that really are getting their money, possibly all of their money, through the taxpayers.
True. And true.
I didn't mean to just end the conversation like that.
No, not at all. Okay, so let's go into the York anymore and from our Muppets newsflash. So, Jarrett, what we're hearing is that basically York has decided to turn the tables and privatize everything. What have they done so far?
Well, that's just it. I mean, nothing has happened yet. This was the plan that was put forth, and of course, there was opposition to this plan. And what apparently was trying to be done was that in these last 2 weeks of kind of the congressional term here in the state of Pennsylvania, they were trying to get it to go through then, really set the agenda for the next decade by trying to get all of these plans push through in the next 2 weeks. So a decade's worth of education plans ran through in, I don't know, 10 to 15 days, which I don't think that's going to happen, mostly because I thought the story was a little more well-known, but apparently the Monroeville Mall fiasco is much more studied in our journalism integrity here, because you guys weren't aware of this, and I wasn't aware of what happened at Monroeville Mall.
Well, come on now. Monroeville Mall, Jason and I always watch the 10 o'clock news and then watch the Nightly Sports Call, which is the funniest show in America. Don't you, Jason? You watch Nightly Sports Call?
No, actually, I don't.
That's just hilarious because they're the most dry journalists. Did I say something? No, that's not education, so I can be critical of them. They're the most dry journalists in the world, and they're funny, and it's hilarious because then the fan goes and rips on them when these callers call in. But I miss the callers. I wish that would have happened. Someday when the stars align, I'll have a call-in show again. All right, so let's go to Education Week to kind of finish up tonight's show, and it's great. What should we expect from the 114th Congress? And so
Nothing.
We got two opinionated people and myself leading the charge.
Go in with low expectations. And maybe they'll exceed that.
Or succeed that, right? No. No, I mean, so this is amazing when you think about our education system and where we're going. And now with this group of Republicans taking over, will this change things? First, Jason, will it?
The new Congress? No,
yes.
The new Congress has already started off where he had a representative from Texas, Louie Gohmert, who is he is about as right-wing wacko as you could possibly make it, tried to unseat the Speaker of the House and lost, thank God. But now the first order of business is the Keystone Pipeline, which is going to get vetoed, and which they're going to attach it to a spending bill, which the president cannot say no to, so they can get it in by hook or by crook, and they're going to do it secretly. What's going to happen here is you're going to see a lot of inside baseball political maneuvering in order to get a very conservative agenda passed, and that's just how it's going to be. I don't think you're going to get anything done. I think we're going to have 2 years of turmoil. You're going to end up with the Tea Party wagging the dog again because they are a minority, and they're going to wag the dog, and you're going to see a whole bunch of problems.
Now, also, we're looking at the legacy of President Obama and Jared.
Yeah, he's already been set.
So do you think he's going to try to work with Republicans, Jared, to get things passed?
He has been trying to work with Republicans. For the last 6 years, he's tried to work with Republicans.
No, I'm just talking about education.
A president doesn't. They don't form their legacy in the last 2 years. They formed their legacy
Clinton did.
in the entire term.
Clinton, 3-4 years he did. Not his first four.
The last 2 years of any presidency have a tendency to be
just hold ground. The legacy of presidency is usually done in years 5 and 6.
Now, if we see, look, you know what the agenda is for these Republicans? To do away with the Department of Education. I mean, that's they want that to be out of the federal government. And if there is a legacy, this group of Republicans will really try to do it. And they're not going to be able to succeed. But they've made it known. That is their priority, to do away with the department. This is an education show. Their priority would be to do away with shows like this. Because
why? We still have local. We have local ones.
Right. That's true.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.